Today we are very blessed to have Sister Mira with us, a very, very senior sister who's been in charge of the Southeast Asian countries for a long time now. Her specialities are multifold. She has a science background. She churns the ocean of knowledge very beautifully and presents it to the double foreigners. And we remember the previous years how she used to take care of the double foreigner program, bringing such joy and such enthusiasm to the double foreigners. Today she's going to explore the aspect and the topic of making the most of your time in Madhuban. Let's welcome Sister Mira with the One Hand Club. And those who are sitting in front, perhaps you can come a little front so we can create a sense of family. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Those who understand English, no translation necessary, come in the brother's side. It's quite imbalanced. So the energy will be balanced. Yin and yang, energy will be balanced if some of the sisters come to brother's side. Thank you. Very good morning to all of you. How are you today? How would you describe how you are today? Full? Complete? Perfect? Satisfied? Happy? Content? How? How would you describe in one word how are you today? You can show from your face, that's enough. Even if you can't speak, you can show from your face. Okay. You know, in the world today, people are calling out to God. They're remembering God in different forms, in different beliefs. But there is a feeling in the hearts of everyone that they want to belong to someone. There is a feeling, longing to belong, because the soul feels it's separated for a long time from the one who it loved the most. But don't know where is that one and how to find. So everybody is calling out. When are you going to come? We are waiting for you. Give me your glimpses. Give me one drop of love. And here we are sitting with the intoxication that the one whom the world is calling out, that one has found me and made me belong to him. Do you have that intoxication? The one whom the whole world is calling out, that same one has found me and made me belong to him to give me my inheritance. So how fortunate how happy we all should be. Right? That the feeling we got when we came to Baba's home, whichever country we belong to, the first time we came to Baba's home, we felt we have reached our home. Our search has ended now. We got what we wanted to achieve. Right? So that is the sign of a soul, that feelings is the sign of a soul who has been with Baba every cycle. Even after coming to Madhuban, the feeling is, I am not here for the first time. Everything seems to be familiar. Every corner you go, you know already. So that last kalpa's awareness becomes very vivid, very real, as if it's happening now. So that is why we don't call you as first timers. Are you first timers? Are you first timers in this kalpa? But not really first timers, because you have been here how many times? Uncountable times. So that is why Baba used the word sikkilade, long lost but now found. So how many years you were lost from Baba? How many years? Say the answer. 5,000 years. Not 1 year, 2 years. So when a family member, especially a child, is separated from the parents for that long time, and when they meet, how do they meet? Catch hold of that one and never want to leave again. Never wanted to separate. Right? That's the feeling you have. And of course, together with that, from the moment we know Baba, this is my father, this is the one from whom I have been separated for a long time, this is the one who belonged to me. The moment we have recognized Baba, we always wanted to come and see Baba in the corporeal form in Madhuban. Right? Some of you may have waited few years to come to Madhuban. How many of you have come to Madhuban first time in this kalpa after 10 years being in knowledge? Anybody? Okay, after 9 years being in knowledge, 8 years, 7 years, 6 years waiting to come to Baba, 5 years. After 5 years being in knowledge, you come for the first time. After being in the knowledge for 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, everybody. So, you really feel, you know, when you touch the land of India first, when the flight landed, wow, I have arrived. And of course, from wherever you landed to come here, it must have taken some time. And when you landed in Gansarovar, how did you feel? You have come home. That's why in Madhuban, in the courtyard, there is a board called, "Welcome to Baba's home, your home." Even though you have to wait for a few more days for Bap Dada to come to meet in the corporeal form, and I'm sure you must be experiencing already, you know, Baba's presence everywhere. Baba talking to you everywhere. Not only in Madhuban, in Gyansarovar, in Shantivan, because all of these are Baba's homes. Baba has created for his children. Of course, Madhuban is special because Baba lived there in the corporeal form for many years. So he has left his tapasya, the vibrations there. So that is why everybody wants to go to Madhuban, everybody wants to stay in Madhuban, you know. Nowadays when we use the word Madhuban, it is not just Pandav Bhavan. It means Shantivan, Gansarovar Hospital, Sangam Bhavan. All the five arms of Madhuban are called Madhuban. So what is the meaning of Madhuban? Madhu means honey. Ban means renunciation. So Madhuban, geographically it is called Mount Abu, but spiritually it is called Madhuban because it is a land of balance, of sweetness and renunciation. Royalty and renunciation. And that is what you see in every soul when you go around meeting people. On one side, there is total renunciation, but on the other side, there is total sweetness. You know, love oozing out from their faces. Seeing the lost children coming back to Baba's home, everybody is very happy. Particularly when they see first timers in this kalpa, everyone becomes very happy. So, congratulations for making the decision to come to Madhuban at this point in the cycle of life. So you can give yourself a pat at the back. Not a clap, a pat. Well done. Yeah? You have made a good decision. So now after arriving here, we have made all the effort to take leave from our work. Some of us may be in bondage, you know, parents don't give permission. You have made all the effort to receive that permission and you have accumulated money, must be over so many months, to come to Madhuban, you know. So you have made a lot of effort, spiritually also, doing lot of tapasya. Waiting for that moment, physically also working hard. Finally, at last, that day has come for which you have been waiting for a long time. Are you happy? Are you happy? At last, the day has come. When you can be face to face with your beloved. You have been writing love letters, but now, only love, no letter. So now being here, The first important thing we need to appreciate is our Brahmin life. Very important. You know how precious, how valuable this Brahmin life is. Confluence age itself is a very short age, and within the confluence age, this Brahmin life is a very short birth. You know, two births in one body, so this is a short birth. But this is very valuable birth, because in this birth, we accumulate our income, our good karma for the whole cycle. At this time, we sow the seeds of good karma and we reap the fruit of it for the whole cycle, not just for 2500 years. This confluence age, this Brahmin birth is very valuable as diamond. More precious than golden age. Because here we become the direct creation of God. God Himself has given me birth. This is called godly birth. Divine birth. So no other time in the whole of the cycle I was born to God. Always maybe deities, human beings, but only now it's God who has given me birth. God is the one who is sustaining me. God is the one who is teaching me. God is the one who is guiding me. You know, this is very, very valuable birth. And in this valuable birth, we need to do three things. We have responsibility. We have to burn the sins of 63 births. We have to accumulate an account of charity for 21 births. And we have to give the message to the whole world. So we also got responsibility. You know, together with Baba, to bring benefit to the whole world. So Baba has given us many titles in the form of self-respect. You know, He has chosen a few of us, handful of us, out of so many millions of souls, with the confidence and trust that we will definitely glorify His name in the world. So God has trust in me. God has faith in me. Just now we were listening to one song. It was mentioned in that song, what did you see in me that you fell in love with me? What did God see in you that He fall in love with you? Do you know? Do you know why God fell in love with you? What He saw in you that He liked very much? Of course, I am not so beautiful that He can get attracted and fall in love. I am not so rich that He can get attracted towards the money I have. I don't have any position like Prime Minister, President. Yeah? I am only an ordinary human being. A householder. But what did He see in you? So I want you to think about it and write it in your book right now. Take out your notebook and think about it and write. Baba, what did you see in me that you fall in love with me? I can fall in love with God because God is Satyam Shivam Sundaram. He is truth, He is benevolent and He is beautiful. So for me to fall in love, there is a reason. But what reason that God has fallen in love with me? Yeah, I am not Miss India, I am not Miss World, right? So, think about it. I give you only 2 minutes. You should know why God fell in love with you. That is why you are here. He dragged you to come to His house. When somebody falls in love, they will take you with them, right? So He brought you to Madhuban because He fell in love with you. But what did He see in you? Quickly write. Just one thing, not too many things, just one thing that He saw. He liked it very much. Don't escape and go out. And one sister went out. I will tell you another joke afterwards about Brahma Baba's life, what he did when he was a small boy. When a teacher asked the question, he went out. But of course, the reason was different. I will tell you later. Yeah? So did you all write? Okay. What you do is turn to the person next to you and just share what God saw in me that He fell in love. Just turn to the person next to you in your own language. You don't have to say out loud, the world will know. You just share with your neighbor. What did God see in me that He fell in love with me? Yeah? So at least you get to know your neighbor. Why God loves him. Yeah? Yeah? Did you share? Yes? So you liked what your friend told you? Huh? Why God loves? So actually, you know, this intoxication that something, some speciality I have, which I may not even have noticed, but God noticed and He fell in love because that speciality is very useful for Him in transforming the world. He needed that and He found that in you and He picked you. And that is why we should always have the intoxication. I am God's selection. We are not elected here. We are selected. Yeah? Picked by God Himself. So, we are in God's home. So, first of all, appreciate your Brahmin life. You know? So let that happiness and intoxication be there. Who am I? Yeah? The next step is to understand the greatness of this land of Madhuban. What is the greatness of this land on which we have kept our foot? You know, this is not an ordinary place. The whole of Mount Abu, historically, is a very, very holy place for devotees. You know, we can ask another time for someone who are resident here to tell you the story. But physically also it is a holy place. But Madhuban in particular is a very, very, pure land. Bharat is the birthplace of God. But Madhuban is the place where God played the flute. So Madhuban, Baba, Murli, all three go together. Madhuban means Baba, Baba means Murli. Even in Bhakti, they say, Murli was played in Madhuban. And there is a place called Madhuban, where Krishna devotees go. And even today, they feel that early morning, if they go and walk in that place, they can hear the flute. That is their bhavana. So we are in that place where God played the flute for so many years. You know, the real Gita Gyan. The flute is Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So you can understand the vibrations of that flute. The melodies of that flute have gone into every particle of Madhuban. It has gone into every nerve of Madhuban Nivasis. And that is why even today, for us, Murli is very important. Because Murli is the breath of Brahmin life. Without Murli, we will die. Is that right? Anybody can stay without Murli? No. Because we are born through Murli, we have to live. So first greatness of this land of Madhuban, it is the land in which God Himself played the flute Murli through the corporeal instrument. Secondly, Madhuban is the land of tapasya. It's the land of intense meditation because this is the place where Brahma Baba did tapasya, seniors did tapasya day and night in the beginning when they moved from Karachi to Mount Abu. Thirdly, Madhuban is called the land of transformation. Why? Because coming to Madhuban is to come into a bhatti. You know, in India we call it bhatti, but in foreign countries we call it retreat. Bhatti means intense heat. Like, you know, you put bricks to bake. When you want to bake the bricks, you need to have certain temperature. Fire, or a goldsmith needs to have the heat to separate gold from alloy. So Madhuban is that land of, you know, that tapasya which brings transformation. Anything that is put into the fire is changed. So anyone who comes to Madhuban, the land has the magic, they change. You know, one VIP was sharing his experience. When I came here, I was a very ignorant person. VIP. Very ignorant person. Now, I am going back as a VIP. Very informed person. So, transformation has happened in 3 days. It's a magic. That's why some people say it's a land of magic, you know. So, people come totally ignorant and they go back totally enlightened. Madhuban is also called, you know, land of mirrors, glass house. Wherever you go, you see yourself only. That means wherever you see, you see yourself in others. That means you see your own weaknesses, you see your own shortcomings. Nobody has to tell you anything. So that means it's like a mirror house. Madhuban is also the mine of all treasures. It's a mine, gold mine, diamond mine. You can dig as deep you want and you can take as many treasures. Accumulate, become very wealthy. To come to Madhuban is like coming to the seashore, not to the banks of the river. You know, centers are banks of the river. Madhuban is seashore. So you come to bathe in the waves of the ocean, not to take bath in a dip in the river. That is why it is called Kumbh Mela. meeting of the ocean and rivers. You know, Madhuban is also a place where only place where you meet your unlimited family from all over the world come together under the same roof. And more than that, we have all the tapasvi, yogini and yogis here. We can meet all of them at one time. You know, at centers you can invite one person at a time. Here you meet all of them one time. And atmosphere is very powerful. You can feel it, right? How this atmosphere was created? It is because of the tapasya, renunciation, daily timetable, cleanliness, all these things. So, Madhuban is a place where you meet with all the seniors, enjoy the powerful vibration and the power of the gathering. And Madhuban is also the only place which is called the land of divine activities of Sakar Baba. You know, Sakar Baba lived day and night in this land, played with the children, went walk with the children, you know, taught children lessons, everything day and night. So the divine activities, the land of divine activities of Sakar Baba. You know, Madhuban is the only land, you know, where we can say directly you can be face to face with God. So I need to keep all these specialities in my mind. What is Madhuban, first of all, in my mind? Is that clear to all of you? So you have come to such a land, you know. It is the highest pilgrimage place. Highest point, the peak in the world, Madhuban. You know, because it is called the highest pilgrimage place because the purifier father comes here to purify the whole world. So I have come to that land of purification. Right? And so when I have that greatness where I have arrived, every moment as I walk on this land, whether in Gyan Sarovar, whether in Pandav Bhavan, whether in Shantivan, as you walk around every step, you could feel the speciality. And I would like you to experience that. You know, spend some time in every corner, especially the four pilgrimage places. In Madhuban, Baba's room, Baba's hut, Tower of Peace and History Hall. They say that to get blessings from Baba, go to the Tower of Peace. To remove waste thoughts, go to the History Hall. To experience, you know, lightness, friendship, go to Baba's hut. To become equal to the Father, to take the blessing, go to Baba's room. So sit in every place and feel the vibrations. Even in Gyan Sarovar, I would advise, we have four pilgrimage places here also. One is Baba's room, the other is dome, and the third is Rajarishi meditation hall. And then Tapasya Dham on the top of the mountain. So I would advise really to spend some time feeling the vibrations of each place. Meditation hall, history hall, you know, harmony hall, and every seminar hall. Because these are all the places where our seniors have put their foot They have spoken, they have given blessings to thousands of souls. So the place is filled with vibrations. So I have to make sure that I take the vibration of every corner of Madhuban, Pandabhavan, Gyan Sarovar. Now, after having arrived, after having understood the importance of this land, how can I make the most of my time useful? So this is a very important aspect. I would like each one of you to write down so that you can act accordingly. You know, because as I said, you are here for 2 weeks. You are lucky because Bharatvasis don't get 2 weeks to stay. It is not that Baba doesn't love them, but because they are more in numbers, they cannot accommodate all of them for so long. So double foreigners are still lucky. You are in hundreds, not in thousands. So, you have 2 full weeks here, and make sure that every second is spent here in a worthwhile way. You accumulate so much of income that you can, you know, feel proud that you have got more than you spent for your ticket to pay to come here. You got so much of interest here. So the first and foremost thing, what is very important is to create an aim in my mind. I am sure some of you may have created this goal, aim already. If not, you can do it today. Set a goal. How I would like to see myself at the end of my stay in Madhuban. You know, how I would like to see myself. But let it be very practical. Don't write in your book, I will become an angel. But at the end of 14 days, you haven't become an angel yet. You are still a human being, so you get disappointed. Oh, I fixed an aim, I never reached my aim. But you need to set short-term goals that will lead you to long-term goals. Yeah? Some practical things that you would like to see in yourself at the end of your stay in Madhuban. So what is my aim for being here? Of course, one general aim all of us have is to meet Baba. You know? That is the highlight of coming to Madhuban. Don't write that. So what is important is how I would like to see myself at the end of my stay. What would I want to achieve in my life in these 14 days? And secondly, what action plan I will have in order to make it happen. In other words, what will I do practically in order to achieve what I want to achieve? So each one's action plan could be different, depending on what aim you have kept. So today itself, right now, you have to create it. Because don't waste too much time. So you will do it tomorrow. But one day is gone already, you know. So do it right now. Answer for the first question. You know, what is my aim of coming to Madhuban this time? First time. How I would like to see myself at the end of my journey? That's the first question. Secondly, what action I will undertake, what is my action plan to make it a reality? what you will do something that you have not done it in your Brahmin life yet, that you are going to do in the next 2 weeks while you are here to achieve. So make your own decision. Write down your own action plan. You know, create a program for yourself according to the action plan. You know, what time you will get up, after getting up, what you are going to do, you know, how you are going to spend the free time, you know, all these things. So you have to write it down. That's the third one. Fourth one is very important. You know, I must follow the timetable Madhuban has set for everyone who comes to stay here. That is from the beginning of the yajna. And because of that set daily timetable, the atmosphere here is very spiritual. You know, everybody wakes up at the same time, everybody meditates together, everybody listens to the murli together, everybody have the same food, you know, everybody go to sleep at the same time. So a kind of routine that is created, which helps for our maximum benefit. So look at the timetable they have set and follow the timetable accurately. This is very important to take the maximum, make the maximum out of your stay here. Follow the timetable accurately. Whether it's Amrit Vela meditation, Murli class, any other class, don't look at another Brahma Kumar, another Baba's child. So and so comes late. Why should I go early? No, that is my aim. I will just keep my aim firm. You know, whether other people come or not, I will go on time. So be punctual and regular for all the classes. I would advise, recommend for all of the first timers to take the benefit of all the classes, whether it is exercise class, whether it is silent walk, whether it's going to be cultural program, meditation, lectures, anything. Participate in all the programs, even if you don't want. Because you may not see the benefit of those things on your life now, but when you return to your places, you begin to see the difference in the atmosphere, and then you begin to appreciate how much you have taken, you know. So don't listen to your mind and you say, oh, it's too much for me, I think I will skip this evening class, you know, I will skip this afternoon class, I think it's too much. It's nothing is too much. You know, because we have come so late and we have to go fast and become first. Right? That is the aim all of you have, isn't it? Even though I have come last, I want to go fast and become first. Then you should be prepared to follow the routine accurately. Take the benefit of everything. You know, even if it is picnic, even if it is cultural program, singing, dancing, enjoy everything. Because there is always something to learn. So throughout your stay here, I would recommend create an attitude of learning. Never allow the arrogance to come to think, oh, I know all these things what the brother is talking about. I don't need to listen, so I can go out. So never ever think you know something. A wise person is the one who always understands how little he knows, how much more he has to know. So the moment I think I know everything, I will forget what I know. That will be the curse I am giving to myself. So I would suggest, while you are here, take the benefit of everything that is happening. And have an attitude of learning. See, learning can happen in four ways. Not just sitting in the classroom and listening to a class, that is one way. But the other three way of learning is, one is through observation. Maybe you will learn more outside the classroom than inside the classroom. Am I right? You know, when you go to kitchen, when you go to dining area, when you go to different places, the way people are doing for Baba, the way people are interacting with each other, so just by observing you learn. Their dedication, their commitment, their love for Baba. And secondly, learning is through listening. Learning is through reading. So give yourself some time. We have a library here. You can go into the library, pick up any book, read. Or you can sit in the library and revise your Murali also. And the fourth way of learning is through experience. I can experience it myself, what Baba says, that becomes my own part and parcel. So whilst you are here, if you want to make the maximum, you know, make sure that you always have learning attitude. You know, because those who are not teaching you, they may be teaching you through their actions. So yeah, I must only have the attitude of learning. And number five, while you are here, very important is to not to waste any time. Time and thoughts are connected. Don't waste any of your time either in waste thinking, waste talking. You will always not find any more time. You will be very tight with your time if you spend your time in waste, whatever kind of waste. That's my experience. People always ask me, you know, we see you all away, always very busy. So how do you find time to churn, or how do you find time to take rest, and you know, how do you make time for all this? I said, one thing I do is, whenever I come here, I don't waste my time in unnecessary talk. I don't waste my time wanting to know unnecessary things. And because I don't have any unnecessary things happening, I have a lot of time. For me, sometimes the time expands. You know, time can expand or contract. You know, for some people, there is always shortage of time. Why? Anybody has that experience here? Shortage of time? No time? Be honest. Speak out. Raise your hand, if not speak. Huh? Why do we feel we don't have time? Time is our creation. The clock is created by me. And the clock is going faster than my speed. Why? The reason is we are thinking too fast and too much. So those who think too fast and too much, for them the time contracts. They always have complained of not having enough time. But there will be another person who thinks slowly, things positive and things good, for them the time always expands. So they finish all their work and they have still time to spare. So while I'm in Madhuban, I have to make sure, you know, I don't get influenced by anyone and I end up in the experience, I don't have time. No, we make time to come to Madhuban. After coming to Madhuban, if I say I am busy, I don't have time for myself, then what did I do? What was I doing whole day then? Right? We don't come here to take rest and relax. Yeah, that one during the afternoon it is compulsory, you can rest. But then if I rest during Amrit Vela also, Murli also, class time also, that means I do not have value for my life. Because time is life. You know, wasting time is wasting life. So I would suggest that when you are here, you respect your time. Learn to respect your time. Move with the time. What will happen then? What will happen if you move with the time? Now we are behind time. So that's why we don't have time. What we are doing now with the time, either we are wasting or we are passing time. Just passing time, sitting here, sitting there, looking here, looking there, doing nothing. One is wasting time, passing time, killing time. How do you kill time? Watching television, being on the mobile hours. You know, the other day, somebody was on the phone for 10 minutes. I asked them, why are you taking so long talking? Sister, free call, free call. So they were so happy to say. But I said, the money is free, but your thoughts are free? Your words are free? No, you are paying for it. It's not free. See, 1 second of the confluence age is 1 year of the future. You know the value? So if you are wasting 5 minutes, how many seconds you have wasted? And you know, once the time has gone, will not come back. You have to make the maximum use of it when you have it in your hands. So I would advise that don't waste your time, don't kill your time, don't pass your time, and then don't lose your time. Yeah? Losing time means left behind. You know, sometimes aeroplane, it arrives in the airport earlier than its scheduled time. Why? And sometimes the flights are always late in time. What is the reason? Common sense, I would like to hear. If you don't answer, I think you are not here. Yeah? Why is that sometimes flight arrives early and sometimes late? Is it the pilot's fault? Is it something wrong with the aircraft? What's the reason? Weather? What kind of weather? Turbulent weather? Turbulent weather. But what is the reason sometimes the flight arrives before time? Secret. You know, aeroplane moves with the wind. So when the plane is moving with the wind, it arrives before time. When the plane is flying against the wind, it takes more time. So what I need to do in order to make the maximum use of my time here is to go with the time. Because time has the speciality, it always moves forward. It never goes backward. Right? Always move forward. So if I can follow the time and move forward all the time, not to look back, then I will reach my destination on time. So that is my advice. Whilst you are here, move with the time. You know, when the time finished, I don't have any regrets. Because I have made most use of my time in a worthwhile way. So whenever I talk to anyone, it should be something about enlightenment, something about meditation, self-awareness, and nothing else. No gossip. Because when I have the habit of gossiping, not only I am wasting my time, I am wasting other people's time also. So I have to have the courage to say no. If somebody is gossiping to me, sorry, I am busy. You know, even though you don't need to say directly, I don't want to listen to you because you are gossiping. But I can diplomatically mention, I am busy. So actually, we need to give respect to the time. Then time will cooperate with you. You know? Because every second is equal to 1 year of the future. So you have so many seconds during the day. So I have to make sure my intellect don't go backwards into the past things. I live in the present and brighten my future. So that is very, very important. You know, some Brahmins always have this feeling, why I came to knowledge so late? I could have come earlier, no? This is not a waste thought, but this is not a necessary thought. Right? Because you have come to the knowledge at the right time when you are supposed to come in the drama. And it is good that you have come late. Why? Because if you would have come earlier, you could have already run away. But Baba knows your capacity, so he has sent you at the right time. So sometimes we compare ourselves with others and think that I don't like my role, I would like to play the role of so-and-so. So it's not going to happen anyway. Two souls cannot be the same. 2 days cannot be the same. So don't ever compare. You know, when you have the sanskara of comparison, you can't take any benefit because you are not satisfied with what you are. Your intellect is always towards someone. How much they are praised and how much I am praised. Always counting and comparison. No. So I recognize my speciality. I use my speciality for Baba's task. Now here also we say to people, even in centers, whoever is good in whatever talents or skills, they must let us know. If somebody is good in drawing, in painting, and singing, and dancing, you know. So you just let the seniors know that I have this talent. When it is necessary, please use me. Not like you are pestering them, but you are requesting, you are letting them know I am available. So even then also, not to allow arrogance to come, I must practice the instrument consciousness. You know, when you practice the instrument consciousness, it becomes easy. Even while you are in Madhuban, don't make yourself happy, means heavy, by only reading and writing and contemplation. So balanced with some entertaining nature. You know, entertain yourselves, entertain each other. Because life is a drama, life is a story. No, life is a song, we must sing it. So we must enjoy life as a pleasure, not as a pressure. Now how is life like now? We don't want to hear the word sometime. Yeah? Either say sometimes or no time. So what is your answer? Sometime? So I have to really give respect to the time. So how is it possible to respect time? Using time in a worthwhile way. That is called respecting time. When others see you not wasting time, your time is being used in a worthwhile way, they send you subtle blessing. You know, blessings are not something that you can ask and get from somebody. It's something that comes from someone naturally. So you will find that when you give value for every second of the confluence age, your life itself becomes valuable. And also certain, you know, you can also make a list for yourself, do's and don'ts. As long as I am here in Madhuban, what are the things I will not do? What are the things I will definitely do? Make a list and check every day. You know, but we always advise people not to wake up too early. Because in the beginning you feel good. And after a few days you fall asleep during Murli also. Because the body needs relaxation and if you have not given it enough. So I need to understand my body to keep the balance. You know, internal and external, seniors and juniors, in every aspect we should have respect. So what it means to give respect to someone? It's not like when an elderly person comes, you get up in the bus and then allow them to sit in your seat. That is one type of mercy, yes. But the real mercy is, you know, when someone get angry with you, you give them the blessing of tolerance by not getting angry yourself. Yeah? Possible? Or after getting angry, then you start thinking, oh, I should not have got angry. But accident has already happened. Record is already created. It cannot be erased. That is why our people, elderly people used to say, think before you act. Think before you speak. If you don't practice this simple phrase, you cannot serve your grandparents. You know, because most people nowadays want to see example. So when you are in Madhuban, practice practice in such a way, the same practice continues when you go to their places. This is what one thing I always tell people, whatever you want to practice, when you go back, start here itself. Don't build castles in the air. After I go, I am going to do this. After I arrive, I will do this. Yeah, maybe there are programs, I don't mind, but I should not be dwelling in it when I am in the present. You know, make plan for the future, but don't live in the future in the present. Otherwise, you will be losing the benefit the present time is offering you. So, your time in Madhuban is very precious. Right? Why precious? Because you have made lot of sacrifices to reach out here. So finally you have reached. But now make sure that I accumulate the maximum. In my thought, in my words, in my actions. You know, I may not be giving knowledge, I may not be giving classes or anything. I can just be an embodiment of what I want to give others. You know what it means to be an embodiment? You become the form. Say, for example, somebody has little headache. So they start churning, you know. I have headache, I have headache, I have too much of headache, I have terrible headache. So, what happens? They become the form of headache. When her friend comes and ring the bell, she goes to open the door. As soon as she see her face, they say, do you have headache? How come that friend know that she has headache? Because it is showing on her face. Face is the index of the mind, right? You cannot hide your face. So how that sister came to know she had headache? Because it was shown on her face. So I have to make sure, you know, my mind, intellect, sanskaras works in harmony. That is called silent mind. Silent mind is not, blank mind. It is mind, intellect, sanskaras working in partnership. Yeah? So your intellect is awakened, your mind is clean, and you only draw from your original eternal sanskara. So, you know, to come to Madhuban, as I said, is to come to Bhakti. You know, sometimes we say, like yesterday evening we mentioned, today we are going to have yoga Bhakti. So what is the difference between yoga and Bhakti? Every day we have yoga, and suddenly it was announced today, we have Bhakti. Huh? So what did you do? Bhakti means intense yoga. Deep, deep yoga. As Baba said today, you know, having the depth of yoga experiences. Because in an ordinary way in yoga, we come 5 minutes late or 5 minutes, and then by the time we get connected, meditation time is over. We even did not say hello to Baba, hi to Baba also. We did not even plug in the connection, already the white light came on. So consider yourself to be your whole time in Madhuban as being in a bhatti. You know? Like you are in a furnace. So surrender everything to Baba. I would suggest, you know, if it is not necessary, no need to communicate with the people whom you have left behind. They know if there is something serious, you will inform them. If there is something serious, they will inform you. Every now and then, send WhatsApp and say, how are you? What did you eat today? Did you sleep? You know, what did you cook today? You know, all these things, no need. So you make yourself free, you know, totally. As much minimum use of mobile and internet. I really tell you. Because once I see many of the foreigners sitting near the internet cafe, whole time using the internet. So I think try to avoid as much as possible, then only you can become introvert and take the maximum benefit. Otherwise, your intellect goes all the time to communicate with people from outside. When you were at home, you were preparing to come here. You were thinking of more Madhuban than now in Madhuban. Oh, I want to go to Madhuban, I want to go to Madhuban, I want to prepare. And now after coming here, you are thinking about my daughter, my son, my this. That is not right, isn't it? Yeah? So how can you take the benefit? So try to talk to yourself and tell your people, you know, I'm okay, everything is fine. If there is anything, I will let you know. Still you have another 10-12 days, right? Some of you have just arrived. So make up your mind. So less communication outside. See, that is why when we come to Madhuban, we forget the date and days also, whether it is Monday, Tuesday. We don't remember. We only remember 2 days in Madhuban, Sunday and Thursday. Sunday, Avyakt Murli. Thursday, Bhog. Other days we don't know. Because we don't think about it, you know, we don't go to the newspaper to read. You know, for that time, Bhatti, see, in Karachi, when Dadis had Bhatti, Baba did not even allow them to write letter, anybody to come and meet them, you know. They did not know what was going outside. So they were able to dive deep into themselves. Give yourself one time, detoxify yourself totally. To be in Bhatti means that, detoxification. You know, totally give yourself to God. Let Him do the treatment. Yeah? So, what you do from now, get into God's womb. Yeah? Just like a baby in mother's womb. And it has to wait until it comes out, when it is ready. So you get into Baba's womb and stay there. Let Baba feed you, Baba gives you love, Baba makes you sleep. You are not anywhere coming out. Yeah? Only when you leave, then you can see how you have transformed. Right? So I need to really keep that aim in my mind. Otherwise, you know, we are here, sometimes we walk for shopping, buy this, buy that, and then more desire comes, more things we buy, finally our luggage becomes excess. And then we have to pay excess luggage. Yeah? So why I want to get unnecessary things? I am here to collect spiritual stuff. That has no weight. So collect as many jewels as possible. I would say, you know, try to maintain silence when you are eating, which you may not be able to do it when you are at home, you know. And morning time, 4 hours, keep total silence. No need to come into sound. From the time you said good morning to Baba, when you wake up at Amrit Vela, until Murli is finished, glue your mouth. No need to come into sound. I am in the soul world. Totally silent. 4 hours. And every meal, try to eat in silence. Then whenever you have free time, try to meet with brothers and sisters from other countries, talk to them, listen to their experience, exchange experience, because it is an inspiration, you know. Even just to know how they have arrived here. You know, one time we had this session with Dadi Janki, and she asked people, you know, how they have arrived here. Because when they made up their mind to come to Madhuban, they did not have money, they did not have leave from the office, and they did not have permission from their home. But they had the determined thought that I am going to go to Madhuban this time. So how, what magic Baba did, how Baba helped that everything came, they got money, they got leave, they got permission, and they are here. So sometimes when we listen to the experience of brothers and sisters, how they were born to Baba, you know, how Baba found them. Some children Baba found in the train. Some children Baba found in the plane. Some children Baba found while walking on the road. So you never know how Baba found each one. So try to exchange your experiences. Yeah. So then you will enjoy, you know, oh, really it's wonderful how Baba has chosen children from different corners, you know. So it's a place for that. Because you can never meet so many varieties of souls from different corners of the world. Yeah? So that's very important, you know? And as I was mentioning, it is very crucial when we are here that we don't miss 7 to 7:30 meditation. You know, just like we give importance to Amrit Vela, so that much importance we should also give for the evening meditation. And definitely don't forget the habit of going to say good night to Baba before you go to bed. You know, especially you can go to Baba's room, write a letter to Baba, because maybe it is not possible to sit on the bed and meditate and say good night because in one room maybe several people are staying there already. So you can do it outside the room. You can go to Baba's room, say good night to Baba, write a letter to Baba, drop it in the letter box, and then go and sleep. You know, because it is the Srimad. Because when I do that every night, what will happen? Next morning when I wake up, I will be able to have good Amrit Vela. And one important aspect I would like to really tell you is to keep the balance while you are here, looking after your body and looking after your soul. You know, don't wake up too early, like 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and take cold water bath, because that time you don't get hot water. Immediately when you open the tap, you have to wait for a few minutes. And then you think that you are making special effort for Amrit Vela, and then after 2 days you get sick. You know? So it's okay. What is important is quality, not quantity. So you wake up at the right time, you know, and have good Amrit Vela. If not powerful Amrit Vela, powerful Amrit Vela is the best. But if not, at least good Amrit Vela every day, not sleepy, so you feel encouraged. No, because in Madhuban is the place where we have such a powerful gathering, so I should not let that move away, you know, from me. So it's very, very important. So I have to make sure that I keep myself light. You know, if anything that I have in my mind, and write it, letter to Baba, and put it in the letter box. Don't carry any heavy load on your mind. And don't look at anybody else. You know, if somebody is coming late to the class, that is their aim, to come too late. But I should do what is right. Because you remember, whatever you are doing, you are creating a sanskara for yourself. I always suggest people that, you know, whatever you are doing here, you continue to do this even after you return to your places. So you get the same feeling of being in Madhuban even when you are away from here. You know, when you are following the same routine, when you are following the same timetable, so you will feel like you are being sustained by Baba. You are being looked after by Baba. You know, Baba is talking to you personally. You know, so some kind of aim I need to very much have, and then check every night how close I'm coming to my aim, my action plan. You know, what action plan I created, am I keeping up every day? No, that's the greatest effort, you know, to make my thoughts and my actions equal. This is one of the challenges I have taken for myself. You know, to think of doing so many things is easy, you know. Everyone can do that. So when it comes to action, we become weak. So like, for example, I have the aim, after Amrit Vela, I don't want to go to sleep. Because for me, Amrit Vela is a prime time. It's a time for earning extra income. Because God is at my disposal. You know? So I don't want to go to bed, see the bed at all. So I plan what I want to do beforehand. So I don't have a chance to think about it. So then the second aim I have is, I should get out of my room by 6 o'clock. I should be ready out of my room by 6 o'clock because I want to have morning walk for 45 minutes. Because I know after that I will not get time. So it has been a challenge to me. So, but I am doing it. You know? So sometimes after I finish half an hour, I feel, oh, you are tired now, enough. I said, no, you have made up my mind. You have made up your mind. You have to do it. And so at the end of that, then you feel proud of yourself. Then you feel your self-respect. Yes. You can do what you think. No, that is one of the effort of an intense effort maker. Thinking, speaking, doing the same. It's not like you think of many good things to do and then when it comes to action, you do it half. But then I won't get any result. You know? So have determination, have enthusiasm to take the maximum, you know. As I said, this is a mine, you know, mine, ocean. So you can take as much as you want. Nobody will stop you. You can take as many jewels as possible. You can have as many yoga experiments as possible. You know, here another magic I experience is through the power of thought. You know, I want to tell something to somebody and I'm walking here thinking, you know, I want to tell this to this person to do this work. And you know that person is coming in front of me to tell me he has already done that work. So like this, you know, you don't have to use the mobile also. Before even taking out mobile from your pocket, you are thinking, oh, I want to call this person to give this message. And that person comes in front of you asking, is there anything for me? So you don't have to use your mobile also. So this is a magic land. Power of thought, you know, travels very faster because it's a pure atmosphere. You know, outside here is different atmosphere. You know, anybody who comes here, they describe this place as heaven. No, heaven is a place where you communicate with thought power. There is no telephone there, no mobile, no internet in golden age. No internet. Your thought power, you know, like you go into the airplane, you put your foot with the thought, I want to go to school now. The airplane will take you. Self-pilot. No other. You know, I want to go to play. Go in the aeroplane. Everything in the aeroplane. No car. No train. Because automatic energy, you know, power of thought. But I have to use it now. Especially in Madhuban, then you will save a lot of time thinking about that person 100 times before you talk to that person. Then Baba, it disappears from your intellect, you know. So, as I said, put yourself in the bhatti, in a furnace. You have come here for transformation. And I want to bring that transformation before I go. So use all the ingredients that you get from different people's classes as an ingredient for your transformation. Experiment them. Apply it in your life. Apply it directly to your practical life and you will see, you know, the solution automatically. So, it's very important that I spend a little bit of time reflecting at the end of the day what I got today, in essence. You know, what new things I learned today. What transformation I brought. Because otherwise, the time will pass, but we have not done anything, the day to return comes. So then you feel heavy. Oh, I did not do anything, I just spent my time. So we should not spend our time because it's very expensive. We must use the time. Don't spend time. It's expenditure. But use time. It is investment. You know, every second you use, like now you are sitting here since 10:30, so you are using your every minute. So you are investing this time. It's an investment for you. But if I am going to sleep in my room at this time, I will be spending my time, wasting my time. Of course, there is a time to sleep when the class is over. You know, there is from 2 to 4, usually we don't have any activities. That is Baba's system. Since Sakar Baba's system, 2 to 4 rest. Everyone rest. Sometimes in our home we don't rest, but in Madhuban we take rest. And it is important to take rest here because the altitude is very high. The water is heavy, the air is heavy, altitude is high. So if you don't rest for an hour or so in the afternoon, you cannot manage to keep awake until 9 o'clock at night. You get exhausted. That's why I was saying that don't run around too much. Plan your day in such a way, after lunch you go back to the room. Even if you have don't deep sleep, relax. You feel fresh to come back evening class and take the maximum. Yeah? Is that clear? So any question you want to ask? Anything you want extra other than what you have heard? Yeah? No? So what I would like to share with you, this is called gift. The gift of Madhuban. So in this there are 3 parts. So you have to listen with attention. It's a kind of a story, you know. So how this place, Mount Abu, Pandabhavan was chosen and Brahma Baba's body was chosen by Shiv Baba. And then how through Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba, you know, picked all of us and brought us here. And now from here what we have to do. So listen with attention. I will read it slowly. And you can underline some of the points that really relate to yourself. So first part is called prologue. Oh, the stage of the world drama. Today I will dialogue with you, for you are an ancient and wise, the world drama. Like God, you too are an authority, drama, a mine of experience, the witness of all things. O stage of drama, you have allowed the footsteps of all types of souls to cross your threshold. Deities, prophets, devotees, rishis, sinners, and the like. You have seen seasons of the world change, from gold to iron, from sattva to tamo, and all the while you have remained detached and impartial. Except, of course, when the magical part of the confluence age begins, at that time you internally smile. A gentle smile, for you know what is to ensure. At that time you become a humble host and bow down to greet the Supreme Soul as He incarnates on the physical plane. It is the meeting of one king with another, both authorities, Drama and Baba. It is a silent meeting with no need for words, for each one knows the depth and breadth of the auspicious task that is about to commence. It is at this time that you step back from being the authority and offer yourself to be the helper of God. Like Baba, you become benevolent, you become the backbone. In your heart you sing a sweet and a quiet song of happiness, and with egoless pride you appreciate your very own fortune, for you know that you have had the honor to be first witness of God's descent. You know that to give the return of this honor, you must give your full services. This is just a background of Baba's coming to India, Baba's coming to Madhuban, Baba's coming in the body of Brahma Baba in the confluence age. Now the second part is the subtle machinery of Madhuban. And so you bring the right actors together in the right place. You scan the world to find the first soul, Krishna's soul, and then you carry the Supreme Soul to meet Him. You scan the world to find a place worthy to hold the unlimited congregation of long-lost deity souls that are soon to regather. It must be pure and sacred place that will be unseen by the eyes of the world. You found Abu and led the first pilgrims there. And once there you encircle the place with the magical mist. Abu becomes a place in the world, but not of the world. It is to this highest, holiest, hidden mountain range, to the forest of honey, that the deity souls, the unknown warriors, silently return one by one to once again become what they are. Does that refer to you? Deity souls arriving here one by one to become what they are. They are sat and taught with patience. God explains to them. He says, O man, look at your face in the mirror of your heart. See your account of sin and charity. Now is the time to reform. With your ascent will be the ascent of mankind. And remember also that you are in Madhuban. What is Madhuban? a place specially created for upliftment of the world, a place of subtle attainment, a pure and divine atmosphere, a place where the earth, the ether, the water has absorbed the very vibrations of God Himself, a place where the first man and first woman, Adam and Eve, Brahma Saraswati, have sat in tapasya. The number one souls who renounced the dictates of their mind had the strength to follow and be obedient to Srimat alone. The bones of this land is that no soul returned from here. The boon of this land, you know, there is a difference between blessing and boon. Boon is something given by God directly. So what is the boon of this land is that no souls return from here the same as they came. Did you get it? Knowingly or unknowingly, they are transformed by the perfume of spirituality. Madhuban is the land of Sevadaris. Each server, in their own way, committed, surrendered, ready to give, to extend cooperation and hospitality. Every interaction thus colors the visiting pilgrims with the number one deity sanskara, the sanskara of being a bestower. Many speak not the same language, and so it is here we learn to share through our eyes, through our smiles. Surely this is a preparation of heaven. But my friends, be aware not to let yourself be deceived. Although in this atmosphere we learn the taste of sweetness, how to be, it does not mean that that is what we have become. Now the last part, our sadhana. So please make a note of it. This is very important for you. What is the sadhana, the spiritual endeavor? As the student of God, we must with regularity and vigilance study and practice. We must know that especially now times have changed. Baba has declared that a new and small chapter has begun. And so now our ways also must be new. We must take seriously the part of past is past. Do not listen nor speak of that which has finished. Understand? Be firm, for not thinking of the past is a deep and old habit. Like the chain, it will pull you backwards. But those who have the courage to take up this challenge will move forward and become instruments to help others move forward. People and things that you never imagined could change will then change. Till now, Baba has told us, very interesting, Baba has told us that one step of courage, he would come forth to meet us 100 steps of help. But now Baba says, he will come forth 1,000 steps. If we take one step of courage, he has instructed us to revise this each day at Amrit Vela. Let us take this to the heart. What you are taking to your heart? If you take, are you awake or sleeping? You can awake now. For every step of courage you take, now, revised version, 1,000 steps, Baba will come forward to help you. Revise this at Amrit Vela every day. It is no longer time to walk. but it is time to fly. I am a soul. Baba, the Supreme Soul, is my mother and father. It is to Him that I belong. Accept and enjoy the reality of this simple and yet profound truth. What is that? I am a soul. Baba is the Supreme Soul, my mother and father. I belong to Him. Underline. We are related to Baba just as we have bodily relations to whom we are related. But how connected we are? Do we meet frequently or only sometimes? We must now make sure that the connection and communication with Baba is close, not occasionally. It is the season of unpredictability. Anything can happen. Anything can happen suddenly. Again and again, Baba is giving us the signal, ever ready and suddenly. So, do everything you think about instantly. Do not procrastinate. Do not entertain thoughts such as, in a few days I will do. Next season I will do. Do not waste the energy of your words by saying things such as, tomorrow I will be. You will change the language. Brahma Baba used to say, whatever you have to do tomorrow, do it today. And whatever you want to do today, now. Now or never. So don't use any more words like, tomorrow I will be, for we do not know what the next moment will bring. Anyone's final moments could come at any time, right? Therefore, use absolutely everything you have for the yajna. Those who have used everything in a worthwhile way will fly away with grace and happiness. Those who have used everything they have in a worthwhile way, when they leave their body, they fly with grace and happiness. Make no more excuses. And give no more reasons. Will you? From today, you will give excuse? Reason? No. Baba has given us solution for everything. It is the charity that we have done that come with us. Therefore, understand clearly how to accumulate the account of charity. So this is the sadhana. From here, I have to start making. You know, sadhana is a spiritual endeavor. That is why we come to Madhuban to do sadhana, which I could not do when I was back at home because I was depending on physical devices, you know, physical facilities. But while here, we should not depend on any physical facilities, but just depend on one Baba and another. So you understand how to use your time in a worthwhile way? Make your time maximum use. So when you leave from here, you don't feel like you are leaving from here. You feel you are part, because you are going to leave your memories back here on the kind of life you have led while you are here. So it will be remembered always. So once again, I would really say that, you know, those of you who have come to Madhuban this time, you are very, very fortunate. You know, you can still see Baba in the corporeal form, coming through Dadi Gulzar, giving drishti. Still you have that opportunity. What will happen in the future, we don't know. As Baba said just now, everything happens suddenly. Yeah? So take the maximum benefit, appreciating your Brahmin life, knowing the greatness of Madhuban, and the importance of the time here. Right? So use your time as you use your money. Count, count, count. Yeah? Yeah, you count, count and use your money. So count, count every second and use. Then you become very valuable as diamonds. Okay? So once again, welcome home. Welcome to Baba's home, your home, to all the last kalpa souls. Right? You have come last kalpa? That's why you are here. Right? Have you been here before? How many of you think you have been here before? Raise your hand. Raise high, high. Otherwise I say your teacher is failed. How many of you have been here before? Stand up. Stand up and raise both hands. Before, last, when, yes, how many of you were here before? Stand up. And raise your hand. Two hands. Right. Very good. Give yourself a big clap. And so you will be coming next kalpa also. Right? Will you come next kalpa? How many of you will come next kalpa? Definite. There is no doubt. So much guarantee, you know, we have. Because it's real. It's true. Yeah? So why other people did not come? Why I came? You know? So that's the proof that I was here. So always have this intoxication. I am sikkilade bache. Sikkilade means long lost but now found. Finally, Baba found me. And now I am not going to leave Baba. I am going to catch old Baba until he goes to Parandam. I go with him. Right? I don't want to leave behind. So make such effort. So have a good time. Your stay in Madhuban. Om Shanti. So we thank Baba for the next 3 minutes for all that he has given to us. And all that he is going to give for us in the future. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Sister Meera has encapsulated not just for newcomers but a plan for our life. And we thank her sincerely because she spent so much of time with us. And it was very intensely, the time was spent in such a beautiful way. It felt like coming to your grandma's home and you're sitting in front of your grandmother, and this kind of experience was so beautiful. If anyone has come for the first time and you've come alone and you've just come on your own, please see me after class so I can arrange some kind of tour around so you can become familiar with the place. And just one announcement. Sister Jenny from Korea, please contact Travel for Transport after class. Thank you very much.